been to Mackay since 2011.
Much to Dave's sadness, I'm telling you.
I was there at the Mech for that one. So excited to see Ivor Davies and the band. Mate, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Mate, can we say, when we saw Ice House, part of Legends on the Lawn, and we knew about the lineup a couple of weeks ago, it was we suck at keeping secrets. It was so hard for us to sit on that. How exciting is it for you to be teaming up with a lot of these Aussie artists for Legends on the Lawn?
Oh, amazing. I'm just looking at the list now, and I got to say, I'm so looking forward to Jet and actually Baby Animal. Oh, they're all brilliant.
That's like asking who your favourite child is.
You do like a lot of bands, especially like the up-and-coming bands as well, like Lime Cordial. They were in Mackay last year. Mm. You're a fan of theirs as well.
I'm kind of the guy that discovered them, actually. It was the most bizarre, unlikely thing. Somehow or other, I got sucked into being a judge at my tiny local RSL club for a talent contest, which was, as I say, the most unlikely thing. And Ollie and Louis, they weren't allowed to have bands on. It was such a tiny little RSL, there just wasn't room. So there were just these two mad guys, basically, and I just sort of fell in love with them. And then they went, and there's a band. And I went, what? So anyway, I took them into the studio, recorded their first three recordings they ever did. And we're catching up. I was going to catch up with them on Friday, actually. So they're busy boys.
Yeah, the studio, is that the home studio?
Yeah, actually, the home studio is a building site at the moment. Oh, right. So, I decided in a fit of madness that after 31 years, everything had to go and start again. So literally, as we speak, there's a builder up there with all sorts of nasty-looking power tools. And
But what a great view on Whale Beach.
Yeah, it's a fantastic spot. I mean, that was the thing. I kind of looked at it and went, you know what? 31 years ago I built this and I haven't touched a thing. It's about time this got a bit of a freshen up, I reckon.
Mm. But how do you rest, though? I know, like last year, I was reading that you got COVID. You weren't able to sing for a few weeks. Did you use that forced time to just detach and try and get stuff done?
Well, I had a whole bunch of stuff. Like, during the longer lockdown, I did some really mad stuff. Mm. So one of the really mad things that I did was, for years and years and years and years in my son's bedroom, I had this Mesa Boogie guitar amplifier, which coincidentally was the one I recorded Great Southern Land with. And he learned how to play the guitar as he was growing up as a teenager, and I didn't use it. And I looked at it during the lockdown and I went, hey, that's a really great amplifier. I should be using these live. And so I found another one in Paris and I found one in Perth and they had to be completely rebuilt. And so that became a real kind of epic COVID lockdown mission. And so now they're the two amplifiers that I'm using live. So they will be there in Mackay.
Oh, nice. Fantastic. You said your son learnt the guitar. You, very early on, I think 7 years of age, you started you learning the bagpipes. Is that right?
Yeah, you're finding all the really mad things I've done. So.
Not only bagpipes,
he's kind of like a stalker. He's a stalker. He finds out all this sort of stuff.
I told you, I'm a fan.
Well, you know, I grew up in country Wagga Wagga, and like a lot of country, it was a city officially by then, but we call it a town. They'll hate me forever. and it had one main street, and I was actually much smaller than that. I was about four, according to my father, and there must have been some kind of, I don't know, Easter parade or Christmas or something going on. Maybe it was Anzac Day. And I heard this distant kind of groan of a sound start up. And then there they were, or the in their kilts and the whole works with the drumsticks twirling. And I bizarrely fell in love completely with the bagpipes. And I hounded my parents, and the local pipe major said, come back when he's seven because his hands are too small. And I waited and waited and waited, and I learned how to play the bagpipes.
How on at earth the do you age do of that? Four.
Like, it is ridiculous. Are you supposed to blow into that bag, keep it inflated, play the instrument? Like, it's just three. I cannot do two things at once, let alone three things at once. That is complicated.
And walk and march at the same time.
Yeah, hell no.
Okay, well, just strike that off that list.
And I still have that little. It's actually a three-quarter size set of pipes, and I've still got them somewhere. And in fact, they turned up. If you listen to a song from an album called Wind and Code Blue is the name of the album. The song, beginning of the song, Wind and Sail, I'm there kind of lurking, actually playing the bagpipes, believe it or not.
Oh, wow. Okay, there you go.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. For you. Yeah.
They made their way onto an Ice House recording eventually.
Hopefully you bring those up with you to Legends on the Lawn, because I want to hear that. I also want to hear Man of Colours, my favourite Ice House song. Ivor Davies, mate, thank you so much.
That's a pleasure. Great talking to you.
Yeah, you too. And we'll see you here at Legend on the Lawn coming up day 1st of June at Harrop Park. And your chance to win tickets. Keep listening here to Jay and Dave for breakfast on Triple M.